Oh, woes. Why is my life so out of sync? Everything is so edgy and disharmonic. Nothing falls in place. No synchronicity. Not a little bit of magic to help things along. No, I'll tell you one thing. Point a finger out. Their fault. The environment's fault. Three more are pointing at me. So, see where the majority of the fingers point. Let's start to dig in there. So yes, that one outward pointing finger there, that's certainly there. The environment can be awkward, can be chunky, unyielding. The wheels of time have their way, and patience is called for. Let us set that aside and pay attention to the trident pointing inward at our role as the corruptors of potentials. First one, we actively interfere with situations. We have our dynamic, overt agenda. We want things to go our way, and we want certain yields. Then second, we have our covert or latent meddling with the potentials of a situation. We wish to be handled in a particular way. We have our hang-ups, our ego, its constraints, our self-imposed limitations. And the third one is simply our lack of attention to all things as they are. We are not adapting, we are not reflecting, and therefore we are bouncing off every corner. Water does not bounce. Earth bounces, fire bounces, air does not bounce. We need a certain sweet balance between impact and adaptation. So, when there's self-awareness of the obstacles we bring to the table, the meddling resulting from our projections and hang-ups, overt and covert, and the lack of synchronicity simply resulting from our veiling to the what is of the environment that makes it difficult for us to adjust to it. Simply with that in place, things will in their time improve. We are no longer looking at situations as something where we dominate. We are looking at situations as something into which we adapt to improve them. And with that, we are in tune with what is going on. The more we are in tune with what is going on, the more the environment begins to function in our favor. Not in our favor in terms of accomplishing that secret agenda, but in our favor in that we become more integrated and less disconnected with all that is. Not very complicated there. A simple principle. All we need to do is get out of the way with our finite projections, with our finite sense of self. Mirror reality and enhance it. Now, what is this enhancement? How does a mirror enhance? Not by concocting something all new, but simply by reflecting clearly. Reflecting in high definition, reflecting essence, where the original apparition in the environment, specifically so in other people, may be foggy, muddled. This mirror filters away the clutter and reflects the high definition patterns of exactly what is. And with that, you integrate into the deepest potentials of your environment. Synchronicity will follow. Unnecessary friction will fade away. A certain peace of mind will be present, if only you can get over yourself, your covert and overt agendas, and your stiffness and refusal to integrate insistence on being a separate subject instance at war with the environment. Don't be at war with the environment. You are born of the environment. Integrate into the collective. Life will significantly improve for you and for the collective. Improvement of the quality of life, both for the individual as well as for the collective, is one of the significant fruits accomplished with this reorientation. Beyond that, there is a greater fruit, that of transcendence into metacognition, where you are no longer enmeshed in your projections, where you are apart in awareness while engaged. That leads to your cognitive liberation, the rising beyond conditions, the unbinding of your awareness. So, both in the here and now and in the hereafter of awareness, the yields are significant. So let us attend to the trident of the three fingers, pointing inward as we seek for the source of trouble. One, impaling your overt active agenda. Another, impaling your subject conditioning and hang-ups. And a third, impaling the veil that separates you from being a reflective mirror. These three, a trident to set you free. Use them. Don't just point out to the environment as the source of your problems. Introspect. There you go.